Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the ball is in Chuck Schumer's court to avoid a government shutdown. That's after the House passed a short-term government funding bill. It faces an uncertain future in the Senate, where it needs 60 votes to pass. House Minority Whip Catherine Clark, a Democrat, called the bill a betrayal.
Nowhere is this betrayal of the American people more evident than the Republicans' deep cuts in health care. Denying millions of Americans the ability to get the care they need.
Government funding runs out September 30th. On Capitol Hill, former Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta is being deposed behind closed doors over a plea deal he negotiated with Jeffrey Epstein while he was a U.S. attorney in 2008. President Trump spoke with Chinese leader Xi Jinping by phone, as the two sides could reach a deal on the fate of TikTok. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents to keep an eye on their season tickets for the Packers, Brewers, Bucks, and Badgers. Agency officials say a number of sports fans in the state have recently reported that their season tickets were stolen by scammers who accessed their accounts and transferred the tickets to another account. The DATCP is reminding residents never to share their passwords, not to click suspicious email or text links, and to use multi-factor authentication for additional security. With hunting seasons opening across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to properly identify their target before shooting. According to a press release, elk are in their breeding season and are more likely to venture beyond the boundaries of the state's two elk ranges during this time of year. Hunters should remember that adult elk are about a foot and a half larger than deer and have large, sweeping antlers. Hunters can also report elk sightings outside their management zones on the DNR's website. Ashland School District officials are considering a change to a four-day school week to help alleviate staff shortages. A committee of teachers and administrative staff has been formed to gather information on how the potential change could work in the district. Proponents say the extra day off improves the morale and mental health of students while also allowing teachers to avoid burnout and pursue professional development opportunities. Critics say the additional need for childcare and non-school meals could be challenging for families. The Barron County Board of Supervisors heard a report on the quality of well water in the county at their meeting on Monday. A study of the well water showed about 10% of the over 700 samples taken had high levels of nitrates and manganese, higher than the statewide average of a little over 7%. Areas to the east of Rice Lake, Cameron, and Chetek had the highest levels of nitrates in the well water supply. County officials have recommended residents with nitrates in their water supply try installing a water treatment system. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A close call for Kraft.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers were holding practice yesterday when suddenly Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury after an exam. They don't believe it's going to be long term. Now, the Packers play the Browns on Sunday. Can Luke Musgrave or John Fitzpatrick fill Kraft's spot at tight end? Offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
I like our room with the tight end room. So I think, you know, we'll be able to figure out the best path forward depending on what happens there with Tucker.
Badger football, Wisconsin against Maryland, 11 a.m. tomorrow in Madison. In their first Big Ten game of the year, is this where they can start to turn the program around? Quarterback Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 2-1 right now. So there's a lot of teams that are the same way. So just being able to, you know, go execute against Big Ten opponents. And yeah, like you said, everything that we want is still in front of us.
Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cards. Milwaukee's magic number now down to 4 after sweeping the Angels last night 5-2. Quinn Priester's 12th win in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Mostly cloudy but still mild, with high temperatures flirting with 70. Chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. With slow-moving low-pressure system over the state, rain is likely throughout the weekend and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Oh, this is Robert Pilot of Nativerts Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel as we go deep on what Charlie Kirk said, the GOP's response to his assassination, and what is hate speech. Really, don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, I'm back. And boy, what a morning. What a crazy, crazy morning. A lot to talk about today. The day America stepped over the edge. I think yesterday was a major turning point for our country. I really do. And, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. Also, 1,800 men went into Alligator Alcatraz. Only 600 came out. They were not released. They were not deported. They have simply vanished. No one knows where they went, or no one will say. Jimmy Kimmel suspended for calling the Kirk shooter MAGA. Don Jr., it turns out, did the same sort of thing with the Minnesota shootings. Initially blamed them on a guy who he said was a Democrat, or words to that effect. And in a Nazi-like moment, it's being reported that the FBI may label trans people as violent extremists. History tells us where this one ends. In the second hour of the program, silencing the press, targeting the people, the pyramid of authoritarian violence. Some thoughts on that. Also, McCarthyism is back, baby. And the Department of Defense higher-ups are considering a recruitment campaign to explicitly target fans of Charlie Kirk for government work. What could possibly go wrong? And Trump is violating his own executive order. We'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. Cities are pushing back against ICE. I'll tell you what's happening right here in Portland. They're threatening to shut down the ICE facility here. And geeky science. Do fatty foods scramble your mind? So there's a lot going on. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is pretty straightforward. It's titled "The Day America Stepped Over the Edge." And I think yesterday was a threshold moment, or today, you know, basically this week. I think this is just a major threshold moment. When Trump was just doing corrupt stuff, you know, just getting an $800 million jet from Qatar in exchange for being nice to them, or, cutting deals with countries that, you know, he would reduce tariffs on, but they're, you know, building Trump towers and things like that, you know. I mean, Trump has apparently, according to the reports and news reports, made about $5 billion since he became president. The average person didn't understand that. You know, it's nuanced. It's business. It's like, when he violated the Hatch Act, you know, when he hustled Teslas from in front of the White House, this is a crime, 2 years in prison for violating the Hatch Act. But, you know, again, the average person didn't get that. But the average person gets who Jimmy Kimmel is. Everybody knows who Jimmy Kimmel is. Everybody understands what's going on with this and what's going on here. And everybody, I think, gets the shakedown aspect of this. That when CBS wanted to do a merger, I think I've been saying CBS with Jimmy Kimmel. I guess it's ABC. I've got to fix that. In my daily take. But when it was Stephen Colbert with CBS, they wanted to do their merger and couldn't, or maybe I've got it backwards. Maybe that was ABC. But in any case, and now Jimmy Kimmel with his network, which I believe is CBS. It's just clear to people, you know, that they're essentially saying, you know, nice little network you got there. Be a shame if something happened to it. And this is just dangerous stuff. And I think that the reason why I think that this is a turning point for America is because the average person can understand that. Oh, they're taking the comedians off the air because the president doesn't like what they're saying. I mean, you know, Trump came right out and said it on Air Force One yesterday as he was flying home from England. They can't criticize me. Or words to that effect. This is the moment. Here's the problem. Let me just back up a little bit. Here's the problem. The average person didn't know how to answer this question. The question is, how do you know when your country has lost its freedom? You know, the average person thinks that your country has lost its freedom when there's tanks in the streets and goose-stepping soldiers and they're hauling away Jews and stuff like that. But that's not typically how it happens, although, you know, for people in Washington, D.C., that's exactly what they're experiencing. But that's not typically how it happens. How it happens is when they shut down the comedians. Putin in 2012, as I recall, banned Putin puppets. There were puppets. There was a popular TV show that had puppets on it. It was a comedy show, and they had one of their puppets was a Putin puppet, and they made fun of Putin. And he outlawed it. And, you know, everybody gets that. But that's not something that you know, happens in free societies. In fact, let me find it here. Here we go. In Azerbaijan, if you criticize the leader, you can get up to 2 years of corrective labor. In Lebanon, if you criticize the leader, it's a $66,000 fine. In Venezuela, if you criticize the leader, you can spend 40 months in prison. In Poland, for a while, if you criticize the leader, 3 years in prison. In Turkey, 4 years in prison. In Cameroon, $42,260 in fines. In Bahrain, up to 7 years in prison. In Kuwait, permanent exile. In Thailand, up to 15 years in prison. In Iran, 74 lashes. In Indonesia, up to 5 years in prison. I mean, this is the company that apparently we're keeping? That you go to jail if you criticize the leader, or that you get, you know, you lose your livelihood, that you lose your life savings, that you get wiped out, that you can't be on the air, you can't broadcast? I think the average person is right now looking at this going, whoa, this is not what I signed up for. You know, Jimmy Kimmel made fun of Joe Biden. Joe Biden never threatened him. He made fun of Barack Obama. Barack Obama never threatened him. This is what comedians do. They speak truth to power. There's a reason why back, you know, in the days of kings, there were court jesters. The court jester was the one person in the court who had the absolute legal right to ridicule the king and to make jokes about the king. Why? Because the king needed to know what the average people were saying. The king needed to know what people were thinking. This was kind of the relief valve. This was where they understand, you know, where the king and the leaders of the kingdom understood what was going on. That tradition continues. But, you know, it sure looks to me like it's on the edge of vanishing. And if it vanishes, America isn't going to be America anymore. This is such a dangerous, dangerous moment. An attack on Jimmy Kimmel is something everybody can understand. And that's why I think that we're genuinely at a turning point. So what say you? I'll get to your calls in a little bit. So stick around. I've got a little more news for you as well. So stick around. We'll be right back. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for all of us. We'll be right back. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Ruby's Pantry distributes the second Saturday of each month. And you can check out the schedule at rubyspantry.org. That's rubyspantry.org. Ruby's Pantry, the second Saturday of each month from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And they do that at SMC Limited on Griffin Street in Avery. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences, unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And to get that $45 discount, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. These are great for traveling, by the way. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
For the voices in power, then they reach for the ones who explain every echo of truth grows uncertain, every silence a mark of the strain.
When silence becomes law,
the guns replace the word.
When silence becomes law,
the people go.
The pyramid is shaking, each level pulls us down.
When silence becomes law, the cracks run through the ground. The press with their cameras and questions.
Then it's past the hour. Welcome back. 1,800 men went into Alligator Alcatraz, only 600 came out. What's going on with this? The Dissent and Bloom reporting, Alligator Alcatraz, or Auschwitz, or whatever you want to call it, was supposed to be shut down. There was this lawsuit by the Muscogee tribe and Miccosukee tribe, excuse me. And a federal judge ordered that the facility be shut down on August 21st. They were given 60 days to dismantle the camp, and they didn't wait. They started to divide up the detainees, and some were sent to ICE-run prisons, others were deported. They said that the camp would be empty by the end of August. But the appeals court reopened the camp on September 4th. And so now only about two-thirds of the detainees, or about a third of the detainees are still accounted for. About two-thirds have vanished. And it turns out that 800 have no record at all of where they went, apparently. They vanished in the system like they were never there at all. Another 450 are listed with no location and only the message, call ICE for details. 1,200 human beings vanished? What is going on here? ICE blames the state. Florida blames ICE. And no one is providing names. These families are just, like, bereft. It's, you know, truly baffling. Then, on top of that, Jimmy Kimmel has been suspended for calling the Kirk shooter MAGA, at least theoretically. I think we all realize that the reason Jimmy Kimmel got suspended was because, you know, this company wants to do a merger. But MAGA supporters have done apparently the same thing. In June, when Melissa Hortman was assassinated and her husband, Donald Trump Jr., excuse me, went on the air and said that Mr. Bolter, who was the guy, the shooter, the assassin, said that he was, quote, seems to be a leftist and is a Democrat. This was Don Jr. Bolter had drawn up a list of all the Democrats he was going to assassinate. He'd gone to several houses of elected Democrats. He had shot the one husband and wife. They survived. He killed, of course, Melissa Hortman and her husband. Elon Musk accused the left of being, quote, murderously violent, despite the shooter likely being on the right. This was when Melissa Hortman was assassinated. Laura Loomer called for Tim Walz to be, quote, detained by the FBI and interrogated. Mike Lee tweeted out, this is what happens when Marxists don't get their way. So if Jimmy Kimmel is being taken off the air for saying that the shooter was MAGA, when it appears he wasn't, although we still don't know for sure, You know, he grew up certainly in a MAGA family, but, you know, you can't guilt by association. But if Jimmy Kimmel is being taken off the air for saying that the shooter in that case was MAGA, then why wasn't Don Jr. and Laura Loomer and Mike Lee and, you know, all these folks called out for saying that the guy who assassinated Melissa Hortman was a lefty when it turns out he wasn't? He was a hardcore righty. And now finally, in this Nazi-like moment, it appears that the FBI is preparing to designate transgender people as violent extremists. They, Attorney General Pam Bondi said after the Kirk murder, are, quote, putting this crazy ideology in our schools. She said this is a cult of gender ideology and called it the radical left. 2 days before Kirk was killed, Trump condemned transgender insanity. He said the radicals on the left, they want transgender for everyone. So, and it looks like they're trying to come up with a new designation. They're going to call them nihilistic violent extremists, NVEs, which is replacing the designation that the Biden administration had come up with for these, you know, right-wing shooters, which was called the anti-authority, anti-government violent extremists, AGAAVE, because that included the January 6th rioters and the Proud Boys and all these other right-wing groups. So they've come up with this new one. And, of course, on his first day in office, Trump had signed an executive order saying that sex is, quote, an immutable biological reality of male and female. So here we are. This is the State Department has stopped issuing passports with an X. Additional executive orders have been signed to restrict access to gender-affirming care for minors, which the administration labels chemical mutilation. Aaron, Ken Klippenstein is writing about this. You know, he's with the Midas Touch folks over on Substack, kenklippenstein.com. Aaron in the Morning also writing about it. Aaron in the Morning over on Substack. This is wild. I mean, they're going after trans people. You know, you'll recall the first thing the Nazis did, the first thing Hitler did was go after trans people. You know, Magnus, what was his name? Hirschfeld. His sexology institute in Berlin. That was the first place they had. It was where they burned all those books. Are we there yet? It's increasingly appearing like it, and I think average people are figuring it out. What say you? If anything goes Friday, I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And by the way, thanks to Alex Lawson for filling in for me yesterday. I had a minor medical procedure. All is well. And I appreciate it, Alex. Thank you.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we get to know one candidate for Secretary of State, another for the state Senate District number 17. All coming up. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin School Bus Association and State Patrol are teaming up for Operation Safe Stop Week to promote school bus safety. From Monday to Friday, the agencies will be promoting bus safety education and increasing enforcement on drivers illegally passing school buses, picking up or dropping off kids. School Bus Association officials say they've been working to identify bus stops across the state that most frequently see illegal passings for increased enforcement. More information on school bus safety is available on the DOT's website. Health officials are advising residents to keep an eye out for animals like bats searching for new homes as temperatures begin to drop. As the colder weather sets in and animals like bats search for more protection, their risk of making accidental contact with humans and their pets increases. With an increase in accidental contact, the risk of people and pets contracting rabies from one of those animals also increases. If you do come into contact with a bat, you should try to capture it and submit it to your local health department to test for rabies. Barron County residents are invited to attend an upcoming resource fair for caregivers. The annual Barron County Caregiver Event and Resource Fair will be held on October 10th at the Northwood Technical College Conference Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event aims to provide caregivers with additional support, education, and resources covering topics like fall prevention, chair yoga, and avoiding common scams. Organizers are encouraging interested residents to register for the event online, but walk-ins will also be allowed to attend. City of Shell Lake officials recently gathered for a groundbreaking ceremony on a renovation project at the Shell Lake Arts Center. The expansion project is meant to allow the Arts Center to provide year-round performances and create gathering areas designed to host more students and community events. A capital fundraising campaign for the project began around 3 years ago, and the project received state grant funding in 2024. City officials say construction work is currently scheduled to wrap up in May of 2026. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matinair on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Mostly cloudy but still mild, with high temperatures flirting with 70. Chances of showers throughout the day. Thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. Slow-moving low-pressure system over the state. Rain is likely throughout the weekend and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief Stuart Waddles. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Civic Media's own Terry Barr joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
All of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
voice that spoke in the dead of night. A joke too sharp, a truth too near. Now freedom fades, replaced by fear. This is the last laugh before the silence, the final spark before it dies. When they can cage the sound of laughter, they'll come for every word, every lie. The flag still waves, but the seams are torn. A country
back 35 minutes past the hour. Yep, it's the last laugh, when the last laugh goes silent. And that's the very real danger here. So what's on your mind today? Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm glad you're well.
Thank you.
I would like to make the point that you can't make it. You can't speak up. The private citizens can't speak up. Even comedians can't speak up because they can be fired. The only people that can speak up are the representatives and the senators. They can't be fired.
That's correct. And in fact, the speech and debate clause in the Constitution prevents them from being prosecuted as well.
Yes. So it's their responsibility to protect our freedom. We can't do it in a sense of we'd be fired or thrown in jail or whatever. They can't be. So it all falls on them. And you said three times to Congressman Pochan when he was in, what are they doing? And he dodged it. He didn't have anything to say. Three times he dodged you because his hands were empty. And what I'm saying is they should be organizing. We've got 14 months until the elections. They should have things organized by now, because we need to organize headquarters. We need to organize people, leaders. And this takes time to develop relationships and gather people together. And they are failing us. The Democrats are failing us. And the thing, we should have a slogan. All we have to do is pick up the second Bill of Rights. That is has something for everybody, every generation in a family. And throw that up and say, this is what we will give you, the second Bill of Rights. Rewrite it for modern times. Yeah. But and offer that. And you know people would vote for it, especially after going through what's going through now. And you're right, we are. Everyone is afraid, and they have a right to be afraid for speaking up or demonstrating or doing whatever. But the Republican or the Democrat senators the congressmen and the senators should be speaking up. They're failing us, and the leadership of our Democratic Party is failing us.
I get it, you know, and to Congressman Pocan's credit, he didn't dodge the question entirely. He said, I'm speaking up. I mean, he's been going around speaking in red districts. He's been speaking out loudly.
But you were asking about the leadership.
I know, and he can't control the leadership.
What did
and that's
he have to report?
That's the problem.
What did he have to report back about? Nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Really,
it's
we need people with backbone.
And
I don't know why. They're hiding.
You know, and I pointed out we've got a problem with this consultant class that basically owns and runs the Democratic Party that, you know, came along with the Clintonistas. And it's, you know, the Carvilles of the world, although I think he may be out of that business. But the bottom line is that these people are, you know, we've got right now running the Democratic Party. We've got people who are basically administrators. And what we need are warriors. We need a war room here, Diane.
It's the thing is, Trump even does things that only Congress can give him permission to do, the money to do. And he just looks at us and says, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
What are you going to do about it?
I know, we've got a bully in the White House. I get it, Diane. I totally get it.
We need protection, and we're not getting it.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. Diane, thank you for the call. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind today?
Holy moly. A lot of things. Anyway,
Let's see. I can't believe I can't talk. Anyway.
It says here you called about Jimmy Kimmel and the loss of free speech.
Yeah. That was, really what he brought up was more to the fact that Donald Trump was not listening, to the people, that were following Jimmy, was Kurt guy, here he's, never mind.
Okay.
What I really wanted to call you about was on your broadcast on YouTube, could you put your whole show on? Because I like the people that call in, mm-hmm. and I notice you don't.
We put up clips. The entire show is available over at tom.tv. So, Hunter, thanks for the call. Beth in Chicago. Hey, Beth, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. So I come from a 30-year veteran of the film industry where I'm a union set decorator of 30 years.
Cool.
So I just got last night. So I can tell you, and about the lady that's very upset that called before, I can tell you I'm staring at a letter that was sent to my email from the Hollywood Labor Joint Statement on Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm. And above, the logos are the Writers Guild of America, IATSE, which I've been a member of for 30 years, the DGA, Teamsters, and SAG-AFTRA.
Which I'm a member of.
Which is, for those out there who don't know, it's the Screen Actors Guild.
Yep.
So they, it's dated September 18th, and it's titled Hollywood Labor Joint Statement on Jimmy Kimmel. And they say all these things, stand up, blah, blah, blah. But what really, really caught my eye was Chris Hayes on MSNBC the other night did a really great journalistic investigation on the oligarchy that is taking over media giants, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, by the way, CBS is Colbert, and ABC, for the record, is
Kimmel. I know. I just corrected my daily take. I wrote it last night.
No problem.
I was still a little dopey.
I work very closely. I've been on all these lots. I work very closely. I am an activist. Mm-hmm. So when I see the last, sort of statement from the Joint Hollywood Labor statement on Jimmy Kimmel, it's very weak because I know and you know that the only thing that's going to help us against these oligarchy, pro-MAGA, pro-Trump companies that are buying up the media giants, along with the pro-MAGA FCC, is just disastrous. So I'll just read you this, if I can, the last two sentences of the letter I was sent last sure. night from the Hollywood Labor Joint Statement on Jimmy Kimmel. It says, finally, media companies have a responsibility to defend their workers and the integrity of the stories they tell. All broadcasters must stand firm in defense of free expression and the First Amendment, not capitulate to a policy of political appeasement. I understand that woman's frustration. I come from the industry, though, and I also researched the hell out of all this. And when I listen, she might want to look back at Chris Hayes. Chris Hayes on MSNBC did this piece where he literally dissects it piece by piece of the oligarchy, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that was a great
yeah,
piece?
Yeah, and how
now,
this is exactly what Orban did in Hungary. It's exactly what Putin did in Russia. It's exactly what Erdogan did in Turkey, Chris Hayes pointed out. That, have your wealthy oligarchs who are on your side buy the media, basically. And now you've got X owned by Elon Musk, formerly Twitter. You've got Facebook owned by Mark Zuckerberg, who sat next to Trump in the White House a couple days ago. You've got the Washington Post owned by Jeff Bezos. And you've got ABC now about to be owned, I guess, now by the Ellison family, big MAGA supporters.
Yeah, and we only subscribe, people that are, really into the activism, is subscribed to Substack and then to certain people. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I want to say is that I have an idea. I have an idea that it might move in the direction of, I live in Chicago, big city for comedy. Second City, mm-hmm. literally, you know, gave birth to a lot of famous, you know, comedians. Well, let's just go back to live. You know, ask them, and, you know, go live wherever you can with comedians that have free speech, and let them try to bust us. But I honestly don't believe, unless we get legislation and we use all the powers of our lawyers in these Hollywood labor, all the ones that I named, if we use the lawyers and use legislation, that's our only chance. And go.
I'm sorry, you can't use language like that on the air, Beth. My apologies, but I totally get what you're saying. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday in this dark week for American democracy and free speech and the First Amendment. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the censors. I'll be right back with you, folks. So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. She uses it every night. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrience, Vibrience.com/Tom, to get the Vibrience Super C Serum with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, B5, and vitamin E. It really works. Vibrience, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Looking for some socks. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Jeremy in Minneapolis. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions for you. One, do you think there's the possibility that Donald Trump could face RICO charges for running this extortion racket with the media?
No.
Like the $16 million.
He's immune from any kind of prosecution, according to five or six Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, for any kind of crime, which would include that. And, you know, when he leaves office, there's the speech and debate clause also that prevents you from prosecuting House and Senate members for conspiracies like you're describing. So bottom line, no.
I thought the Supreme Court immunity ruling only covered official presidential acts, though.
That's correct. And the argument is that everything he does while he's in the White House is an official presidential act.
Huh. Okay, my second question is, do you think there's a possibility that these media companies could ever sue him to get their money back?
No, I don't think so, because the billionaires who own them are on his side or are afraid of him, one or the other. It's hard to know, you know, if Larry Ellison and his son, you know, who now owns, Skydance / ABC, whether these guys are genuine MAGA followers, you know, or whether they're just, you know, playing the role because they're afraid of Donald Trump. I don't know. But the effect is the same. So, no, I don't think so. Jeremy, keep thinking. I like the way you're thinking, but I don't think that's going to happen. Alain in Quebec, Canada. Hey, Alain, what's on your mind today? Or Alain?
Hello. Yes. Yeah, so it's Alain, but that's okay. Nobody can pronounce that. Bro.
Yeah, I got it. French.
So, okay, first of all, I'd like to say that from the get-go, that what's happening between the United States and Canada eerily resembles to the split between Rome and Constantinople.
In what year? In what era?
When the Western Roman and split with the, when Rome was split between East and West.
No, I recall the event. I just don't know when. Was that, you know, pre or post Julius Caesar or Augustus?
It was a past. It was
post.
Shortly before the fall of the Roman Empire.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
And they tried to save the Roman Empire by splitting it in half.
Mm-hmm.
the Western Empire, Constantinople, lasted about another 1,000 years.
Yeah.
While the Western part of Rome fell.
Yeah.
And what we are witnessing right now feel like that, but it's not what I'm calling about.
So it's the split of the United States and Europe, or the split of the United States and the Western coalition, which includes Canada.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
What I'm calling about is something about the toxic masculinity, and probably something that happened 2,000 years ago. Because as you look at history, I've noticed about the age of Aquarius and stuff like that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Those are about the precession, which is where the sun rise up on the equinox of spring. Which for now we are going toward the constellation of Aquarius. Right now we are leaving Pisces for Aquarius. 2,000 years ago, it was the Aries toward Pisces, and 4,000 years ago it was the age of Taurus. Now what I've noticed is that during the age of Taurus, the cult of the bull was everywhere.
Right.
Around the Mediterranean.
Yeah, the worshiping the golden calf and all that. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. So, and when it transited to the age of Aries, for the Christianity, the god feel like was a burning bush or a volcano. So it was fiery, the flame, and Rome, which was supposed to be founded around that time. I'm not that certain, but the city of Rome was dedicated to the god of Mars.
Yeah, the god of war.
Yeah, but it was not just the god of war, it was the god of supreme masculinity.
Ah.
So, you have to remember that. So, what happened is that by the end, by the year zero-ish, the elite were seeing the empire crumbling. And they looked through the sky because you have to remember that the Roman society was excessively superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
They were not moving without the oracle, like the prophet and everything, the priest or whatever fortune teller.
Elaine, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. Do you want to make one final point or give you 10 seconds?
Yeah, can psychologists, sociologists, or astrologists can take a look and see if that trauma didn't transpose into the Christianity.
Is it coming around again? Elaine, thank you for the call. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns.
Right.
And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping
in chess. Listen to you laugh.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congress barreling toward another deadline at the end of this month to extend government funding. The House today passing a stopgap measure. It still needs to be passed by the Senate.
The GOP plan extends government funding through November 21st, and it includes close to $90 million to boost security for federal officials. But some Republicans say the measure doesn't include enough money to protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. President Trump in a social media post says he had a, quote, very productive phone call with China's President Xi today. No details released, though, about the tentative TikTok deal to keep the Chinese-owned company running in the U.S. Both leaders expected to meet next month at the APEC summit. Stocks this hour are trading up. This is ABC News.